What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter.
For those of you who are wondering, what is my favorite tool or suite of apps to create audio and video clips of this podcast, for this podcast? What is my go-to podcast scheduling system? And is there an app, or what app do I use that's AI powered that can automatically select sections of the podcast, like those sections that have the most potential to go viral or that have lots of value in them? I am going to tell you that in this episode. But before we get there, hi, my name's Quajo. If my voice is new to you, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business podcast. And if you want to answer two questions in your mind, one, where did Rick Mulready go, the former host? And two, who are you, Quajo? I got a link in the show notes below to two episodes. One is where Rick says what he's doing, hint, it's in the AI space and it's super cool. And then two, you want to know me? Well, Rick interviewed me, and that link is in the show notes below. So thank you for being here. You can still get all of the good tips and tricks and strategies to grow your business from, say, low six figures to high six figures, which I define as $900,000 a year in gross annual revenue. Sound good? Let's get to this episode. So I'm in a Mixermind, and one of the other members, a Mixermind, by the way, is put on by this lady, really cool. Her name is Linda Sadu. You can find her Instagram account in the show notes below. And it's a bunch of online business owners, course creators, membership owners, and coaches, and we're all there to collaborate with each other. And it's kind of birthed out of this idea that masterminds tend to be really pricey, and we don't necessarily get to just mix and meet people in masterminds. We kind of learn from guest speakers or the organizer of the mastermind. But this Mixermind is ultra affordable, really cool to be in, and people are there to collaborate. Period, over and out. So somebody named Danielle asked this question about, you know, the best podcast software and how people get short form video and audio and video clips from their podcast. And when I answered her, she said that was, I'm scrolling down to her comment, that was incredibly helpful. Thanks so much. And I'm like, well, if she thought it was helpful, I will share the same with you. All the links to the software that I mention are in the show notes below. Some of those are affiliate links, which just means the brand shares a percentage of their profit with me. You still get the same good price. So how my workflow for podcasts starts out with is I plan in Google Doc, in a Google document, and then I use either QuickTime because I'm a Mac user, or StreamYard to record. QuickTime is a solo episodes. StreamYard.com is where I go and record my guest episodes. It's pretty cool. I show up into a studio, my guest gets a link, they join the studio, and then we can configure our mics really easily, select any kind of camera we want really easily. You can change backgrounds, you can add animations. StreamYard. It's really cool. And then what I really like about it is when you record your episode, you know how sometimes the internet could hiccup? Well, they fix that because they also allow you to record local recordings of video and audio together or separately so that your podcast editor then always has good audio and good shots to choose from, not just that split screen shot. So once the video is recorded in StreamYard or just in QuickTime, it gets put by either me or my team onto our Google Drive, and then my video editor will start with this software called Descript. And the beauty of Descript is you can edit audio, like audio podcast, really easy with it. And you can edit through seeing a written paragraph or a written series of paragraphs of everything that you're saying. And so you can just go in and delete words, and then it deletes a part of the video. Or you can go in and delete sections from the words that you're reading, and it deletes a part of that section. It's a really cool twist on video editing. And so then my video editor will first edit the audio version of the podcast, which you are listening to. And because my audio podcast is edited slightly differently than the video podcast, they edit the audio version first. Then my video editor exports the audio version, and my EA takes that, makes show notes from it, and uploads that. The next step is my video editor then will export that same edited version, because remember, he's editing audio and video at the same time for the audio podcast, and then exports the audio, and then he'll export the video version and put that into another software called CapCut. CapCut is not just for your mobile phone. Those of you who use TikTok would know that CapCut is people edit on their mobile phone right here to make TikTok videos. They use CapCut for that, but you can use CapCut on your desktop, which my video editor does, and that's how he edits it down even further for the YouTube podcast. YouTube is just, it's a tricky beast, but basically you have to have your intros on point and your outros at point, because there's just so much other competition on the platform for eyeballs. And so you add visual elements and B-roll. Speaking of B-roll, as in the video that can appear over your video. So like there's the A-roll, I guess, which is the talking head video, what you're looking at right now, if you've already subscribed to the YouTube channel and are watching me. And then there's the B-roll that is a second video, if you want, and it's over, completely replacing your talking head video. And it's usually used to highlight or emphasize the point that you are talking about, right? And so my video editor will use a website called Pexels, I believe, to get B-roll. But also you can get B-roll from a website called Storyblocks, I think. I don't have a link to that because I don't use that software. So moving on then. After the long form YouTube video is edited inside of CapCut, then my video editor will export that to a service that we use called video.ai. That's VIDYO.AI. And nobody's sponsoring this episode. I'm just telling you my workflow or my team's workflow. And video.ai, what that does is it discovers, I wouldn't say viral clips. I wouldn't dare claim that my clips could go viral. I hope they could. So far, none of them have. And I don't believe a clip going viral is a good strategy, because you can't really control that, though you can make a good hook. And I actually need to get better about making good hooks. Anyway, if you want to know about making good video hooks, there's a link in my description to another episode that I did with Kenya Kelly, TikTok video queen. There you will learn some good hooks. So moving right along, what it does is it selects good clips, video.ai, right? And then those clips are your short form video. So if you head over to my Instagram, you'll see, or really it's on Instagram, I have it on TikTok, LinkedIn, my Facebook business page, and on the YouTube channel, these short form clips are just simple clips from the podcast episode that carry a little bite-sized chunk of value. And so he gets those from video.ai. And he told me to tell you that it might recommend 10 clips. 6 to 7 out of those clips are trash, honestly. However, 3 out of 10 could be good ones. And then he also takes notes while he's editing the long form video podcast, and then takes those, goes back and grabs those clips from the long form video too. Although we're also trialing another software called Opus.ai, I believe. I'll link that up. So once those short form video clips are selected, then my video editor goes into, so he's finished the long form video for YouTube now. He goes in back into CapCut and edits those short form video clips with the various effects that you see on my short form video. And if you're curious, how I go from recording and what software takes me all the way from the audio podcast to the video YouTube version of the podcast to picking out the clips that you see for short form video, and how at least my team is getting those effects into the short form video, that is how it's done. If you want to DM me on Instagram to carry on this topic or ask another question that maybe I could make into another video explaining something, that link is in the show notes or description below. And if you want any of that software, it's all in the descriptions below. And finally, if you're like, hey, Kwajo, did you say you had a team, a video editor, and an executive assistant? I'm kind of thinking about having a team. People say I should outsource to the Philippines, but I'm like, how does that work? How do you hire somebody? How do you find the good ones? How do you vet out all of the bad ones? Like, what do you do for a job description? How much should I pay them? If you got questions like that, and you want to take the step from just being a solopreneur to taking either task that you loathe off your plate and focusing on the things that you should be doing to really grow your business, or just removing tasks that you like from your day-to-day so that you can spend more time where you know you should spend it to perfect that offer to continue to grow your business, you can click in the descriptions below. I do these little hiring projects. It's basically, I've hired over 16 people. And before, like up till now, in my time doing online business, I'm really good at it. It was really nice talking to a client recently. She's been working with somebody that I found and hired for her for over 3 months now. And she's like, he is great. Absolutely, I'll write a testimonial from you. So click down the show notes there and we can talk about that. Until the next time you see me or hear from me, be blessed and take care. Bye.